And it's the lower league show, and where else to start? But Sunderland, the Sunderland soap opera continues, and they're well-versed with all of that, and obviously informing us on the latest developments and stories. It is Steve Goldsmith from Wise Men Say Podcast. Steve, obviously welcome back to the Anfield Wrap.
Hi, thanks for having me back. I'll never get used to Sunderland being on a lower league show. I'm sorry if that makes me sound arrogant, but I just can't. I can't get my head around it still.
I think that's a really fair place to start, actually, because I'm always, you know, I guess reminded of Sunderland's place where, so for example, your league position at the end of last season was Sunderland's lowest ever league position. Is that right?
Yeah.
In its history.
Yeah. I mean, in 3 years ago, when we were relegated from the Premier League, we were in a position where the lowest we'd ever finished in 25 years or since 1995, was third in the championships, a sort of 23rd in the football hierarchy. So we went, you know, this wasn't just, I know people say, oh, Sunderland were a struggling Premier League club or whatever, but in terms of the football hierarchy, they hadn't finished lower than 23rd in about 25 years. And then suddenly they dropped, they got relegated again straight away. So they'd only been in the third tier of English football once before that. That was in 1987, 1988 season. And they smashed the league that year. So any position, any finish lower than first was always going to be the lowest in our history. And the season before last, they finished fourth and lost in the playoff final. And then last season, they were outside the playoffs, although they were only 3 points off a promotion place with a game in hand and got told they couldn't compete anymore. So a bit of an asterisk next to that one. But, you know, more of the same again this year because we're not even in the playoffs and we've just sacked our manager.
Was it the right decision?
Yeah, I think so. I've a bit of sympathy for him. I don't think we will. I mean, we started the season unbeaten for a few games. We lost one game to Portsmouth, who were a good team at this level. And we look just so much better than everybody else. And when we have the little 10-minute, 15-minute spell where the other team can't get the ball of us, you're just scratching your head thinking, how are we just not smashing this league? But he was close. And Parkins' downfall was he wouldn't make any subs. Like, talk about just having a plan A and then that's it. And it was quite funny that, you know, I know it's something you Liverpool in particular are pushing for, but the five substitution things is happening now in the AFL. And the first game it could happen, we played Doncaster and we absolutely battered them first half, 1-0 up at Doncaster. Best we've played all season, arguably. Second half, Doncaster start making subs and we don't make any until the 82nd minute. We played Fleetwood and they made all five by the time we had made our first one. And the players were just knackered and you just knew what was coming. You know, we were going to dominate the game. We're going to get ourselves a goal in front. They're going to be knackered. He's not going to make substitutions or do anything to sort of relieve the pressure that they're building, that they're starting to encounter now. And the other team are going to equalise. And that's happened for the last three games. We've drew 1-1 and it's, you know, if you're a betting person, go and put 1-1 on Sunderland. And that was the pattern. That's a pattern we've had. So while I sympathise from, he's had 40 games and he hasn't improved us. And we were told very clearly his remit was to get us promoted because we were in the playoff places when Jack Rossi's predecessor got sacked. It's very much a case of we need to be getting promoted from this division. It's not arrogant. History dictates that Sunderland are far too big for this league. They're not sustainable at this league. The running costs, they can't sustain the running costs that it takes to run at this league. I mean, when fans are allowed in there are 30,000 turn up still. Mm. It costs money to put events like that on. And we don't have TV money coming in now, really, which is the big thing.